Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I want to talk about a chapter in a book that I love, that I'm obsessed with right now. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to hire a coach to help you be all that you can be, please consider my one-year intuitive coaching package. Again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, so I am obsessed with Rhonda Byrne. I'm going to probably mispronounce her name. It's the woman who wrote The Secret. And I think sometimes she gets a tough rap, because The Secret, depending on who you're talking to, you know, can really be broken up and made to seem like it's wrong and it's not accurate. What I love about her work, and I'll spell her name for you so you have it, Rhonda, B-Y-R-N-E, and you can always search The Secret. The book I'm referencing and want to talk about is The Power. And, you know, I, again, everybody can poke holes in anything and we can be critical assholes about anything. But what I love about her work is that she makes it all really simple and really accessible. And I think that's one of the reasons why she has been so successful in spreading the message of the law of attraction. And I'm so grateful for her work because of that. And so in The Power, there's a chapter called The Power and Money, or Money and the Power. And it is the best chapter I have read. And I've read a lot of work on money, on what money feels like and how you would behave. If you are a manifester, you've probably heard, and you've heard me on this program say, you need to become the thing that you desire. And so she really breaks it down so simply. She's like, you know, if you had all the money that you wanted, you would walk differently. You would be confident. You wouldn't care about tomorrow. The way she says it so simply, I'm listening to the audiobook, and I listened to it at 1.2, just in terms of speed of listening. And so she breaks it down, and I just listen to it every day over and over and over again, because she explains how you would feel and who you would be. And you'd feel good, right? You would feel good. Let's start there. And you would be in love with your life, and you'd be in love with the things going on in your life, and you'd move with love, and you'd move with excitement and joy and peace and tranquility, and you wouldn't be stressed out. And I think that energy, every time I can get into that space, and I have to actually work at it, because I don't think it's something that we're programmed to feel as it relates to money, no matter how much money we have, this sense of peace and stillness inside, and we're not worried, and we can move through our day knowing that all things are going to be provided for and we're okay. She explains that so beautifully in that chapter. I would encourage you, if you can find it, in an audiobook. And when I say find it, I found it in my library. And so I used the Libby app and to check out the audiobook. And so during this time that I have access to it, I listen to it every day. And like I said, I listen to it at 1.2 speed or 1.5 speed even. And I just, because I want to reprogram myself to look at and be with money in that perspective. And it's all based on feeling good. The power is in reference to love, the energy of love, which is a high vibrational frequency. And when you're feeling that, when you're feeling good, and I've come to know my feel good as flow. It's an energy of flow. When you're in that vibration, you're thinking different thoughts, you're feeling optimistic, you're hopeful, Yeah, it's you just know everything's going to come together, even if you don't know how it's going to come together. It is the most powerful feeling to be in. And what I've found is that, and she explains it well in this book, and I've said it on this program before, and many teachers have referenced this, that you only need to tip the scale. So you only need like 51%. So if I'm in a state where, well, it was earlier this week, and I was really focused on a particular financial goal, and I had a time frame around it. There's something I needed to do with that money. And so I went into that state. I still set out and took action because, you gotta take action. But I took it from this feel good, what I call my flow state. And I was locked into everything's gonna work out, everything's gonna come together. And I did, I'll be honest, like my mind did start to kind of strategize, like, okay, what if I do this or I pull it from here? And I wanted to pull it from a very specific place. I didn't want to tap into some of my reserves to cover this expense. And so I had started moving pieces around, but I was still in the state of, okay, everything's going to work in my favor. I feel really good. Spirit's on my side. That's my internal world around feeling good around money, whatever your state is. And I was determined and very focused on the goal. And so what I found was I started to move the pieces around, and that gave me a sense of relief. Like, oh yeah, if I do it this way, everything's gonna come together. And interestingly, the moving around that I was doing wasn't going as fluidly as I thought it would. And then next thing I know, all this money shows up way more than I had been asking for, like five times, six times more than I had been asking for. And what I know to be true is if you can get into that state and you can still take action and you can still move towards the goal, and even as you might be slightly starting to scheme, and why I'm sometimes hesitant around scheming, there's a little, there's a little, I don't know, a little spider. I did have to kill it because I didn't, it was bugging me. what I do know is if you can get into that state and you can be determined to achieve the goal and you're open and receptive to all the ways it can happen, even as you start to pull strings, and why I'm down with scheming, why I'm not a fan of it, even though I do it, is because I do believe oftentimes the scheming is coming from a sense of lack of like, oh, it's not going to work, so I got to jump in there and do God's job for God. Like if you're being guided from within, that's one thing. But if you're just moving some pieces around. And so I did get the flash to kind of whatever the scheme I was thinking of, I was going to pull it from here and pull some from here and get this thing paid. So I did get that flash, but I think that flash, that intuitive flash, was to say what came to me so I could feel that last little bit of relief that took me over the edge, right? It really tipped the scale. And then all this big wave of cash could come in. So it's Rhonda Byrne. I probably should have looked up how to pronounce her name. So Byrne, she's the woman that wrote The Secret. I'm referencing The Power. There's a chapter on money. I would encourage you to buy it, find it, and listen to that chapter over and over and over and over again. And I'll give you another little tip with programming. This is one that I learned from Andrea Shulman, and it is to listen to it while you sleep. So you can put the audiobook on. I would say listen to it a good chunk in your waking hours, but then put it on at night and listen to it as you're falling asleep, and you can reprogram yourself that way. So Rhonda Byrne, The Power, there's a chapter on money, incredible, teaches you how to actually feel the feelings and be in the sensation of having money. And mainly it's joy. Like this is what I love so much about her work is that she doesn't overcomplicate it like so many teachers want to overcomplicate manifestation. She's just like, smile your way through it, you know? And that vibration, think about it, if you start smiling your way through something and you're not stuffing your feelings down, you're just choosing, right? I'm reading a lot of things right now, as always. I'm reading Super Attractor by Gabrielle Bernstein. And she talks about choose again, the concept of choose again. So essentially, you're in a vibration, maybe a lower vibrational state, and you're going to choose, constantly choose another vibrational state. And so say you're feeling down, fear, worried, overwhelmed, and you're going to choose something else that would feel better. So you choose again. So you're acknowledging the state that you're in. You're not stuffing it down. You're not running from it. That would be in the realm of toxic positivity. That's not what we're doing. You're saying, huh, yeah, I'm worried. I'm sad. I'm scared. I'm overwhelmed right now. And I know that I have a choice to feel differently. And I'm going to make another choice. Now, I will say this to you, because I always want you to be healed, right? If you're finding that you can't shift out of a state, then you might need to be there for a second and get clear about what's going on and really learn from that lower vibrational feeling what's going on. Is there something that needs to be processed? Is there some old hurt or pain or something from the past or a memory or even a trauma that's coming up that's causing you to feel that way? That I don't think you can immediately and rapidly choose again. You might need to be with that, get some support around it, journal on it, and then let it move through you. Then you can choose again. But if it's just a, you know, particularly with money, I think often we have, especially depending on your age, you know, I'm middle age now. I'm realizing there's just some like routine ways in which I go to around money, right? And for whatever reason, maybe something happened when I was younger and then I now go to that place if anything mimics that. Okay, cool. So I can say to myself, all right, I probably have already processed that experience. So I don't have to go back there in feeling and thought. So I can choose again, and I'm going to choose to feel love. I'm going to choose to feel good. I'm going to choose to smile my way through it. I'm going to choose optimism, right? Got this? All right, that's my recommendation. It's a brilliant chapter. The whole book is really good. I to be honest with you, I don't think I'm going to finish it. But I got to the, you know, I read most of it, and then she breaks it down in various areas of our life towards the end of the book. I think it's money and relationship and health, and I may not read the final chapters, but because I'm obsessed with this chapter on money, I'd much rather spend time with that. But it's a good read. It's particularly a good audiobook read. It's well done. It's got some production in it and music and different voices to read the quotes. And I do think it's better if you read it at 1.2 speed or 1.3 or 1.5 speed. So you don't kind of get, it can be kind of clunky. Not her messages. Her messages are really straightforward. And so straightforward, and that I know exactly what she's doing. She's being repetitive because she's helping us reprogram so that we can think along these lines. So that's why I do think it's better in 1.2, 1.3, so you don't get bored, right? But it's not a boring read, and it's not heavy, and it's not filled with a lot of woo-woo language, you know? Sometimes a Catherine Ponder, I was reading a Catherine Ponder recently, and I was like, or listening to, I was like, Catherine, I know what you're talking about now. You're talking about love, because I just read this book over here by Rhonda, but you know, you're adding all these extra words to it, divine, in substance. And like, it's sometimes it's a lot, right? What I do love about Rhonda is her work is very straightforward and easy to grasp. And so if you sometimes struggle with some of these metaphysical concepts, she's really great at breaking it down for you. So it's very, 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 very simple. And if you can just start to implement what she's saying, you will feel an immediate shift in your life. All right, that's my show. I'm Amy. Of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I want to help you feel good, right? That's what I do. I help people feel good. Particularly, I help people feel good when they're really ready to go to their next ideal level. Start the business, the big idea, the next level of growth for them. Where you've been on the journey and you know how transformation works and you know manifestation works, and now you're ready to tip into the thing that, yeah, you really want, and it's like it's been there and you see it, but there's still some part of you that's like, can I really? And how do I do it? And what does this mean? And that is a very beautiful and precarious place. And I do believe that I am the best at supporting people who are there. So if you are ready for that, then I would love to support you. Please consider my 1-year intuitive coaching package. Information on that, again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Please, please, please like, subscribe, and review. Thank you, Spotify people, for reviewing. And it helps. It helps the algorithm. And I'm probably going to keep saying it all year because it really does help. So please, if you listen on Apple Podcast or some of the other platforms, please, if there is an option to subscribe or review, please do that. And thank you, my Spotify people. It's so funny this year. I actually have fallen in love with Spotify in my personal life. Like I used to do Amazon Music and I had that subscription and I switched to Spotify because they have audiobooks too. And so I love it. It's just, I love it. So thank you, Spotify people. And it's Spotify. It's such a great platform. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you in the next podcast. Take care.